Good morning, I'm Tammy Lallier.
And I'm Maria Kohlhaus. Welcome once again to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
It's been a while since we talked about an individual person actually winning a cross-country meet, but we're pleased to say that this week we can talk about that again. Last Tuesday at Eagle Grove, Garrigan senior Chris Scoba charged past the competition to win the 5-kilometer race by 12 full seconds. Congratulations on a great victory, Chris.
The girls' cross-country team also had a great race at Eagle Grove. The scores for their top five runners put Garrigan in a tie for second place. That meant everything came down to Garrigan's sixth runner, freshman Joanna Frecking. Joanna's time was better than the competition, so the Bears ended up taking home the second place medals. Congratulations on another great race to the cross-country team.
Less than 2 hours from now, the BGHS Solid Gold Marching Band will be competing in the state marching competition. The band gave a good performance at Band Day last Saturday, and they're hoping for an even better show today. The state marching competition is held at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge, and Garrigan will be performing at 10:30 this morning. We encourage everyone to head on down to Fort Dodge to see our band perform.
In addition to our cross-country, football, volleyball, and dance teams, two other Garrigan athletes have been working hard all fall. Corinne Taporn and Becca Kramer have been competing for Garrigan as part of the Algona swim team. This past week, they had a big meet at Spencer, and next Monday, they'll be at Storm Lake. The regional swim meet will be Saturday, October 28th in Fort Dodge. Good luck to our swimmers.
Less than a month from now, we'll be having the biannual Garrigan Extravaganza. Students, faculty, and alumni will all join in for this fun-filled talent show. Miss Mary McCall is in charge of organizing the extravaganza, which raises money for DARTS, the Fine Arts Booster Group. The show will be Saturday, November 4th, in Freedom Auditorium. We'll keep you updated as the day approaches.
Many of the speech and drama students will also be attending a drama workshop next month. They'll be heading up to St. Paul to learn from top-notch actors and then see a production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. A special grant means the only cost for our students is lunch, and it should be a great learning experience for everyone involved.
While some student websites seem to be getting smaller, Garrigan just keeps continuing to grow. We've recently added dozens of pages of action shots from every fall sport, pages showing activities in different classes, and a complete overhaul of the virtual tour of the school. Of course, you can also go to the website to find the latest calendars and breakfast and lunch menus, daily bell schedules, course descriptions, staff information, and a complete history of the school. Now it's the 10th year online. You can find the school website at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Scott Kolash. Here with the story on Scott is Rachel Berklin.
Scott Kolash is an Algona native who is one of the few Golden Bears ever to be a five-sport letter winner. After going to state and cross country, Scott switched to football, where he's also helped lead the team to state. Scott has also been to state in track. He helped win the conference championship in baseball, and he's earned a letter in basketball. Scott's not just about sports, though. He's also a part of the Christian Leadership in Action Group and the National Honor Society, and he's a past member of the Student Council. Away from Garrigan, you might see him working at the YMCA. After high school, he'll be majoring in physical therapy at the University of Iowa. We wish Scott the very best in the future.
Thanks, Rachel. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the state marching contest this morning in Fort Dodge. Tomorrow will be the CYO volleyball tournament in Lamar's.
Monday, there's freshman football with the Bears traveling to Eagle Grove. Then on Tuesday, the cross-country team runs in the North Central Conference meet at Iowa Falls.
Next Thursday, the volleyball team plays at Clear Lake. The cross-country team runs at Spencer on Friday, and also that night, the football team hosts SCMT. The football cheerleaders will serve a supper at the game.
Finally, next Saturday, Garrigan will be hosting its annual Quiz Bowl tournament. 66 teams will be on hand for the biggest academic competition in Iowa. That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to set your dial here next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.